Hi, this is Mella, and you're listening to Love Mella the Podcast. Timing's a bitch. Sherbotsky 2011. Wow, nag-sight. Uy, ang cute. Oh my God. Because this episode's all about bad timing. You know, I just want to talk about some personal experiences on bad timing and some, you know, stories I've heard about dealing with bad timing. Kasi, you know, bad timing, bullshit yan eh. Grabe no, yung parang okay ka na mangyari to ngayon kasi may means ka na, pero hindi talaga tamang timing. Like, for example, may gusto ka, say, like, 5 years ago, tapos wala ka pang means that time. Like, hindi ka pa able, hindi ka capable, wala kang means, like, say, financially or mentally, ganyan. Example for me is love life. Ito kasi yan. Kasi a few years ago, I had a relationship. Tapos, parang sobrang bad timing talaga lahat. Kasi, okay kami. Okay yung relationship. Okay yung kahit hindi legal na gagawa ng paraan. Actually, di ba pag hindi nga legal, parang mas thrilling. Mas mapapaglaban mo kasi, di ba? Parang yun yung thrill ng pagkakaroon ng relationship na no one knows about and hindi legal. Parang, ang saya mag-sneak out, no? Parang, ooh, they don't know the things we do. They don't know about the I love you chart. One di pala. So, ayun nga, di ba? Going back, ang dami na namang pinuntahan. I had a relationship in high school. Tapos, ang bad timing kasi, parang nabigla kasi ako noon na wala akong relationship prior to that. So, parang nangangapa ako. Nangangapa ako paano ba maging girlfriend? Paano ba makipag-usap sa isang tao araw-araw nang hindi nauumay? You know? So, parang bad time. Hindi ko naman sasabihin hindi okay yung relationship. Okay naman. Naging toxic lang nung patapos na. Pero, okay naman siya. Hindi naman magtatagal kung hindi okay. Bad timing kasi my mom was against it. Hindi nga kami legal. Tapos, high school pa ako noon, so sobrang bata ko. So ano bang alam ko sa pagmamahal? Siguro meron, pero hindi masyadong, I didn't know then what I know now. Let's just put it that way. Next, bad timing kasi gusto ko talaga mag-aral that time. May gusto kong patunayan sa nanay ko. Kasi parang sabi niya, oh, kaya hindi ka nakakapag-focus kasi konono inaatupag mo ganyan. So parang may time dun sa relationship na nag-juggle ako between ACADS and the relationship. Pero napagsabay ko naman siya. Saan ba ito papunta? So, ayun, ang sinasabi ko lang naman is, back then, hindi maganda yung timing kasi parang hindi pa ako stable, hindi pa ako matured, hindi pa ako earning. Parang kapag magde-date, hindi ako makakapag-ambag. Like, makakaambag ako pero from the allowance my parents give me. Hindi siya yung talagang galing sa sarili kong kayod, you know? Pero ito na, dito na papasok talaga yung topic natin. Now naman na I have monthly income, I have all the time in the world, I'd like to think I'm ready and I'm matured now and I'm in the right age. Wala naman dumadating. Grabe, parang ang lungkot minsan isipin na parang hindi talaga lahat ng gusto mo ibibigay sa'yo kung kailan mo gusto. Lahat talaga, I think gets nyo naman na parang yung gusto kong sabihin na hindi kasi in an instant mo makukuha yung gusto mo. Kailangan mo siyang pagtrabahuhan, diba? Lahat pagdadaanan mo, lahat ng hurdles, lahat ng quote-unquote bad timing problems, pagdadaanan mo yan lahat. Pero pag nakamit mo naman na yung, like, yung gusto mo, yung dream mo or yung desire mo, it's all gonna be worth it. Parang ma-realize mo, kailangan talaga mangyari lahat yun. And also, diba, totoo naman, diba, like what Robin said in How I Met Your Mother, timing's a bitch. But actually, it's also everything. Timing is everything talaga. Kapag kasi hindi mo pa time, sige, sabihin na natin ulit na doon na lang tayo sa context ng right love, wrong time. Pag fiction, diba kasi it's nice. Like, syempre you're rooting for the couple, for the leads of the series or the K-drama or whatever. Pero in real life, you know, it's more than just meeting in a cafe after a few years. It's more than just that. Parang minsan kasi hindi na siya nangyayari. yung meeting after a few years. Pero it's super possible. I can attest to that. Na yung sobrang, akala ko kasi dati sa MMK, kasi diba laging dinedepict na, o sabagay, real life pala yung MMK, no? O sige, ibahin natin. Minsan kasi diba sa mga teleserye, parang fictional, tapos ang story is, nakita sila after 5 years, tapos mahal pa rin nila isa't isa, ganon. Cute siya sa fiction kasi syempre nakikiligin ka kasi you were rooting for the couple. Pero in real life kasi, iba talaga eh. Parang the universe doesn't work that way lagi. Parang kung may naka-experience man nun ang swerte nila. Like, you meet the love of your life after a few years again, tapos you guys work it out kasi hindi naman nawala yung feelings at all. Pero in real life, in my experience, nawawala talaga siya pala. It happens talaga. Pero, you know, my thoughts on that, hindi siya kasing romantic ng nakikita sa fiction. Ang painful kaya nun, pag makikita mo yung significant other mo before, o sige sabihin natin, yung ex mo before, after a few years, especially if bad terms, ang ano niyan, may kirot. Ibang level siya ng kirot. And ng, oh my God, what if we worked out pala? Ganon. I think gets nyo naman ako. Like what I said kanina, it's more than just meeting in a cafe after a few years, then chatting over coffee, ganyan. Minsan kasi hindi na talaga siya nangyayari. Sometimes, closure, hindi naman kasi siya necessary for me. Sa sarili mo siya makukuha. It comes from within na parang hindi mo siya dapat makuha sa iba kasi ito na naman ako sa self-love, ano ko, self-love agenda. Parang you have to do it for yourself talaga, yung acceptance. Kailangan ma-accept mo na things are really that way. Life really is full of surprises and, you know, kailangan mo talagang go with the flow ka na lang, diba? Para hindi naman kasi tayo bibigyan ng mga problemang ganito if hindi natin kaya. It really seems like hindi mo na kaya ngayon. Pero when you look back, and reminisce the things na you did to achieve this, ganyan. No regrets talaga, I think. Or baka ako lang yun. No regrets. Parang, kasi nga, if given a chance to go, baka hindi na talaga ako babalik. Kahit anong part man ng life ko yun. Parang okay na ako na nangyari yun. Hindi ko na babaguhin. Okay na yun. Kasi lahat yun, it led me to where I am now. And I believe that's beautiful. To not have any regrets. And to just move forward. Also, I read this thing na parang people right now are so focused on what they wanna be in the future or what they should have done in the past to be a better person now. Not appreciating na the now. Diba? Parang masyado tayong fixated dun sa maaabot natin sa future, sa mga gusto nating i-achieve without actually prioritizing the now. Ito na yun eh. Yun now. Gawin mo na ngayon yung mga gusto mo para ma-achieve yung dream mo. You'll get there pero focus on the now kasi, you know, live in the moment. Kasi if hindi mo iisipin yung now, parang puro future ka na lang and then puro reminisce ka na lang na, ah, I should have done this, I shouldn't have done this, ganyan. Parang wala mangyayari. Parang yung present mo, sana nagka-time machine na lang. And I think gets nyo naman ako. So, ayun lang. Another actually case of bad timing is, you know, right course, wrong time. This usually happens when a person chooses a course na hindi niya gusto. And napilitan lang siya dun sa course na yun kasi yung iba, number one, their parents want that course for them. Number two, hindi kayang i-finance yung tuition. Also, ito yung mga ano eh, yung parang may gusto kang course pero hindi mo matake kasi the jobs associated with the course not in demand or not timely. Like, sige ngayon, gusto mong mag-pursue ng, sige, ano bang hindi in demand ngayon masyado? Say you wanna pursue, hindi, in demand ang acting eh. Kasi maraming projects ngayon eh. Sige, say na lang, you wanna be a gym instructor. Pero ngayon, hindi pa naman lahat ng gyms bukas, diba? So parang ang hirap niya i-execute. So parang pipili ka na lang ng ibang path para may pera siguro or para practical, 'di ba? Kasi sa panahon ngayon, it's really important to know the consequences if ito 'yung gagawin mo, ganyan, and you should know if may return ba 'to. Like example sa business, papatok ba 'to? In demand ba 'to? Ganyan. And then pwede rin 'yun na may gusto kang course pero hindi rin able 'yung family mo to finance the tuition, ganun. Example is gusto mo mag-med pero ang gastos ng med school, 'di ba? Kasi ang daming ano niyan eh, ang tagal ng years ng pag-aaral niyan eh before you become a doctor, 'di ba? So ayun lang, parang 'yun yung mga nagiging TOTGA courses natin. Ano bang TOTGA course ko? Siguro conservatory music, tama ba? Kasi I really wanted to, parang before, parang ang dream ko talaga is i-pursue yung singing career. Career! Kasi super na-enjoy ko talaga kumanta nung elementary to high school. Actually, until college. Pero na-heartbroken kasi ako nung hindi ako natanggap dun sa isang club sa school ng singing yan. Huwag natin i-name drop kasi wala lang. So, ayun, simula nun, hindi ko na pinursue na mag-choir. Kasi elementary to high school choir ako eh. So, yun, I gave up on that quote-unquote dream. Kasi ngayon, hindi ko naman na siya sobrang dream. Mas dream ko ngayon mag-ano eh. Ang lungkot, pero my dream right now is just to be happy and emotionally stable. And financially stable, of course. And yun. Like what I said earlier, lahat naman ng bad timing will give you a lesson. Lahat ng mga hindi mo nakuha nung mga time na gusto mo sila, ipaparealize sa'yo in the future na parang, ay, okay pala na hindi ko siya nakuha that time. Kasi if nakuha ko siya that time, I won't have what I have now. Say for example, you have a very nice job that compensates you well, that gives you your days off, you know, yung maganda yung benefits, ganyan. Pero, itong nakuha mong trabaho, dun sa course na ayaw mo dati. Pero since it pays you well now and you're happy with your job now, parang ma-realize mo na, ay, pag tinake ko pala yung una kong gustong course, hindi ko itong ma-enjoy ngayon. Parang wala akong gantong perks ngayon. So, I think gets nyo. Another thing is, yung mga gustong umalis dun sa job nila kasi toxic, pero since may pandemic, nahihirapan. I had friends na ano, nag-resign sa job nila ngayong may pandemic. Tapos ang galing lang kasi may ano agad sila, may backup agad sila na lilipatan. Parang ang galing na, ang galing lang. Na-amaze ako kasi ang hirap ng resigning process ah. Kailangan kasi may parang leeway para bago ka mag-resign kasi parang kailangan i-turn over yung trabaho mo, diba? So, ang galing lang kasi they had the guts. It takes a lot of courage to say na I'm resigning. Kasi yun nga, ang hirap ngayon mawala ng trabaho, diba? Ang daming, alam mo yung ako, hindi ko sinasabing magre-resign ako ah. Ang sinasabi ko lang, may times kasi na nagsiscroll ako sa LinkedIn. Tapos, wala kasi ako mahanap na job na parang suited for me and what I'm capable of or yung skills ko. Parang sabi ko, okay naman yung work ko ngayon. Okay naman yung work ko ngayon. So sabi ko, sige na nga, tigil na ako mag-scroll. Okay naman yung work ko ngayon eh. So parang ganun. So na-amaze ako dun sa iba na parang nakakahanap sila kasi ang hirap nun ngayon kahit pa sabihin mong ang daming trabaho online. Parang hindi naman kasi lahat ng trabaho online suited for you and your skills. Kailangan kasi you check muna kung pasok ka ba dun sa qualifications. Like kasi yung iba kailangan ng mga 5 years experience. Ganun. So parang, ayun. I think yun ang ayoko dito sa Philippines, yung maghahanap ka ng trabaho tapos may kailangan experience, paano po kung fresh grad? Diba? So, ayun lang. Also, I really believe na kahit pa ito yung topic natin, na timing's a bitch. Bad timing's a bitch. I think I read this before in Thought Catalog na parang it's easy to think and to deceive yourself na you guys broke up. Sige, ito. So, romantic love to. And friendship rin, pwede. Na you guys broke up and ended the friendship. Pero, it's not because of the two of you, but because of bad timing. Pero I think, ito I read this in, I think in Thought Catalog nga. It says, they're not the right people are timeless. Totoo yun, sobra. Ang cliche man nung everything happens for a reason, pero everything happens for a reason talaga. Parang you guys broke up for a reason, the friendship ended for a reason. Hindi mo man malaman, hindi naman kasi dapat malaman mo yung reason ngayon eh. Minsan nga, hindi mo na talaga malalaman. I mean, diba we always say na parang, when we try to accept things, we always say na, everything happens for a reason. Tapos, during the moving on process, mapapaisip ka. What reason? The answer is, you don't have to know, sweetie. You don't have to know. And if malaman mo man, good for you. Pero if you end up not knowing the reason at all, kahit pa in the future, okay lang. Kasi, you know, ang cliche man pakinggan, pero everything happens for a reason talaga. Yun lang talaga yung conclusion. Everything happens for a reason. Eto na, nahanap ko na yung Thought Catalog article. Ang sabi, maybe there's no such thing as wrong timing. Just people who don't want to try. Oh my God. And people who are really not meant for you. Sa Thought Catalog, it's people who don't want to try. Pero for me, talaga, it's people who are just not meant for you and opportunities that are just not meant for you. It also says in the article na ano, na some people make the timing right. They make the distance closer. They make the journey safer. They make the hard times easier and they make themselves ready. Kasi, totoo naman yun. Ito, hindi na to sa article. There's always gonna be problems like, ito, bad timing. Hindi kasi, yun nga, there's just people who are not meant for you kasi they don't wanna try. Parang, di ba, yung iba magugulat na lang, ay, bakit sila nag-workout tas kami hindi? Eh, pareho lang naman kami ng hiniling dun sa taong yun. But sa akin, hindi niya nabigay. I think people change for people they wanna change for. If they don't wanna change for you, they won't talaga. Ito talaga something I really learned the hard way. If ayaw nila, ayaw talaga nila. Yun talaga, may it be sa friendship or sa relationship or sa trabaho or sa family. Yun, kung ayaw may dahilan, pag gusto laging merong paraan talaga. Trust me guys, yun talaga. I think the best thing talaga na can trump this bad timing problem sa relationships is to compromise. If you compromise, makikita mo na, ah, kaya naman pala. Pero if dumating dun sa point ng life mo sa relationship or sa career or something na hindi na talaga kaya mag-compromise, it means it's not for you. It's not for you talaga. Huwag mo nang ipilit kasi ikaw lang yung ma-hurt. Don't force pieces that don't fit. Stop tying loose ends kung hindi naman talaga kaya. Maybe it's just meant to be loose, you know? Kasi if you really wanted it, magte-take ka ng risk eh. Dito na papasok si Jungwon na naman ng Reply 1988. Sabi niya, di ba, when, nung naunahan siya ni Tech dun sa concert kay Dokson, sabi niya, he wanted her more than I did. Kasi ang tagal na nila magkasama nung bata sila, tas hindi naman siya gumawa ng move kasi he didn't want it enough. Parang sasabihin niya lagi na parang his first love was always tied to bad timing. But the reality is, duwag siya. Yun. If you think you're dealing with bad timing, siguro it, not for all though, I don't wanna generalize, pero maybe it's because you don't wanna take risks. And, hindi mo masisisi yung iba kasi they don't wanna take risks kasi ang lala ng magiging effect. Pero if you're privileged enough to take the risk, take it. Diba? Parang, yun nga, ito na naman lang ang makukonclude ko talaga. If gusto mo talaga, work for it, take the risk. Don't hope for the universe to give all the convenience to you kasi hindi niya gagawin yun. Kailangan talaga trabahuhin mo. Huwag kang umasa na makikita naman kami. Ano yun? Huwag kang umasa na parang maybe in the future we'll meet again and work it out. Huwag kang umasa sa ganun na parang maybe in the future the opportunity will come again and then that time I'll take it. Hindi kasi ganun eh. Kailangan talaga trabahuhin mo. Like siguro, spiritually speaking, nasa Diyos ang awa, nasa tao ang gawa. You can pray all you want but if you don't do something to execute that desire or that dream, walang mangyayari. If you just, you know, make asa it to the universe, to Lord, to the people around you na parang isipin mo, sana alam nila na ito yung gusto ko para gawin nila. You know, parang dapat talaga sa'yo manggaling. Kasi it's your life, you know? Ikaw ang magsasuffer sa mga consequences pag nag-regret ka in the future na, ah, sana pala ginawa ko to. Sorry, medyo magulo, pero I think gets nyo naman ako na ang conclusion lang nito is take risks. Kasi it can really trump bad timing. Sa romantic love, pag sinabi kasing bad timing, siguro it only means hindi talaga kayo para sa set isa. Ang, yun nga, like what I said kanina, it's so easy to deceive yourself na kaya hindi kami nagkatuloy na because of bad timing. Maybe siguro it's because you didn't take risks. You know, parang hindi mo siya pinaglaban enough. Siguro kung pinaglaban mo siya, okay, fine. Pero siguro hindi enough. I think it's the hesitation to take larger risks, to take riskier decisions that made you in the relationship like this, diba? And yeah, okay. If you really love each other enough kasi, parang if talagang nakikita nyo na yung sarili nyo na, okay, I wanna spend the rest of my life with this person, you'll move mountains talaga to work on the relationship. Parang wala talagang makakapigil sa inyo. Ano bang magandang example nito sa mga teleserye or movies? Eto naalala ko, ang good example siguro ng quote-unquote bad timing is She's Dating the Gangster. Diba dun yung time na parang nag-break sila, si Catherine tsaka si Daniel, kasi si Sofia Andres may sakit. So parang nagmakaawa yung mom ni Sofia Andres kay Daniel na parang ikaw lang nakakapagpasaya sa kanya, please stay by her side. So parang Athena, si Catherine, had to break up with Kenji, si Daniel, kasi ang selfless lang nung love, parang mas kailangan kanya kaysa kailangan kita. Hindi niya sinabi na may sakit din siya kasi sobrang selfless nga ni Catherine dun sa part na yon na parang kasi siya may support system siya, like yung family niya, yung kapatid, yung ano, yung buong family niya. Pero kasi si Sofia, parang si Daniel lang ata talaga ang source of strength niya dun sa story and yung mom niya. Eh yung mom naman niya, parang hindi ko sure pero hindi ata sila magkasama sa bahay. I don't know. So ayun, yun yung magandang example ng bad timing na nakakakilig kasi nakita sila nung future, matanda na sila. Sila si Richard tsaka si Adon, si Don, diba? Richard Gomez tsaka Don Zulueta. Nag-meet sila in the future tas nung nagkita na sila, grabe iyak ko nun. Hala. Ang ano kasi na parang, grabe, they started as nagpanggap lang. Tapos biglang naging sila talaga. Kasi nagka-developan, ganyan. Tapos nung, di ba may sakit si Athena? Tapos nagkita sila dun sa bahay ni Don nung future. Tapos nung nagsabi na siya kay Kenji na, Kenji, inaantok na ako. Huminga siya sa shoulder ni Kenji, di ba? Tapos ayun na, namatay na siya. So, ayun. I think, yan nga, dun papasok yung sinabi ko kanina na natakot si Catherine to take the risk. Parang natakot siya na sabihin kay Daniel na may sakit din ako, kailangan din kita, ganyan. Pero nakakilig eh, kasi Katniel yun. Nakakilig kasi fiction. So parang magro-root ka talaga for the couple to end up together. Diba? Wala lang. Bottom line is, live in the moment and if may gusto ka, huwag mong iasa sa universe. Gawin mo, do the work, girl, do the work. Naniniwala ako sa astrology ngayon, pero pag sinasabi kasing, you know, basta gets, I think, naniniwala ako sa astrology, pero kailangan, parang gabay lang kasi yun eh. Parang, di ba sabi ni Sinaida Seva, ang mga between ay gabay lamang. So, ikaw pa rin talaga may hawak ng buhay mo. And, yeah, that's basically it. You only get one life. Don't wait for the universe to do it for you or to do the work for you kasi baka ma-shock ka kasi kung ano-anong gagawin yan. Grabe, mapaglaro yan. So, ayun. If you're going through something similar to what I'm talking about, I hope you get through it and please take the risk. If you're looking for a sign, this is it. Take the risk. Pursue that thing na makes you wanna wake up in the morning and smile. You know? Work for it. Work for it. Achieve it. I know you can do it. Aja. Okay, so that's it for this episode, guys. Woo! Antok na. So, ayun, don't forget to follow this podcast. Ayun, don't forget to follow me on my socials also. So, ayun, guys, thank you so much for listening to my TED Talk chart. Thank you so much for listening. Have a nice day. And if you're about to sleep, good night. Bye-bye. Annyeong.